This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. With the DC film universe going through some major shakeups and changes over the past year, The Flash was always one of the films that I couldn't wait to see but was unsure on how it would fare after these changes or would ever be released at that. Thankfully, despite the changes as well as Ezra Miller's string of troubles, this movie turned out to be a surprisingly fun and action-packed treat that DC fans will want to speed to theaters to see. The story starts with Barry Allen / The Flash, Ezra Miller, helping out Batman, Ben Affleck, take down some bad guys, and then proceeds to work where he uses his forensic scientist skills for the police to study evidence and video footage to get his dad Henry, Ron Livingston, out of prison, who is being blamed for the death of Barry's mom Nora, Maribel Verdú. After running faster than he normally does out of frustration of not being able to help his father, Barry gains access to a multiverse of sorts and decides to go back and save his mom from dying at all. At first, things seem to be going okay, until he realizes the Barry in that timeline is still there and that lots of small things have changed, such as Eric Stoltz being the star of the Back to the Future films. The worst part is this timeline also doesn't have any superheroes or metahumans in it, and without Superman in the picture, General Zod, Michael Shannon, has come to Earth to terraform it into another Krypton with no one to stop him. This leads Barry to help the version of himself in this new timeline to get his powers and become the Flash, but ends up losing his in the process. He also seeks out any of the heroes from his time, namely Bruce/Batman, which he does find, but is now the famed 1989 Batman played by Michael Keaton, who has become a homeless-looking recluse in a run-down Wayne Manor. After talking him into helping, the two Barrys team with Bruce to find Superman next, only for their search to lead them to Supergirl, Sasha Kaye, being locked underground in Russia. With their mini Justice League team, they all agree to take on Zod and stop him, while Barry finds a way to get back to his timeline and fix everything before it gets worse. I've noticed a lot of negative reviews on this film, but I actually had a really good time with it. Perhaps it was because I went in with little to no expectations and was pleasantly surprised. Is it a perfect comic book film? No. Does it finally nail depicting time travel in a believable fashion? Not by a long shot. But what it does nail is having fun with itself while being action-packed and flashy, pun intended, to boot. I liked the goofy yet sometimes cringy humor, and seeing Michael Keaton as Batman again made me squeal in delight. I also enjoyed how dark and emotional the film became at times, which was a nice plus outside the humor strung throughout the story. The cast was also great, as Miller nails being the quirky and socially awkward Barry in both timelines, and there's pretty amazing cameos throughout the film I dare not spoil, as you literally have to see it to believe it. If you're looking for a nice popcorn film to see at the theater, look no further than The Flash. It's not Shakespeare, but it is a really fun, action-packed good time that's just the flash of coolness we need right now at the movies. After seeing this, I'm curious to see what director Andrés Muschietti does with his next DC film project, The Brave and the Bold. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.